For News Radio KMAN, I'm Derek Simmons, and I'm here with Aaron Esterbrook, who has won a position on the Manhattan City Commission. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It's very exciting. I'm so happy and thankful for the votes and to be able to serve Manhattan.
Yeah, what does it mean to be elected to the Manhattan City Commission?
Well, for me, I just want to say, you know, I think we had a very strong field of candidates, and everybody during this race added value to the conversation. Going forward, it seems that we're going to have some budget concerns, and I'm going to keep to my campaign promises and try to find a way to get our levy and our safety concerns paid for without increasing property taxes. It's going to be tough, but without the sales tax, that's the direction we need to go.
All right. Yeah, you talked a little bit about some of the campaign promises you made. What are some issues and topics you look forward to taking on?
Well, I'm very excited to be able to start addressing workforce housing from a commission and from the city standpoint. There's a lot of stakeholders that are going to be involved in that are not government entities, but I look forward to that, and that's bringing more safe and affordable housing to our workforce in Manhattan. Another issue that we need to kind of work on is implementing some of the ideas around the bike ped systems and the ways to keep our quality of life in Manhattan very high.
All right. So what do you think you bring to the city commission?
Well, I will be the only commissioner that has a young family, that has two young daughters in the school. And I think that's one point where we try to attract young families to Manhattan. It's going to be awesome to have that viewpoint brought to the commission. It takes all commissioners have different perspectives, and to have that one missing for the last few years on the commission has kind of been difficult for me to stomach. And so now to be able to be the champion of young families and the struggles with childcare and the daily lives of young people trying to balance their job and their family, that's going to be something I can always advocate for. Also, veterans. I've served in combat, and I've served with homeless veterans afterwards, helping them find housing, and just the ability to add that perspective as well as a post 9/11 combat veteran.
When did you decide to first start running for city commission?
Well, I had started working at Job Corps, and I'm the business and community liaison for Flint Hills Job Corps. And I had kind of started to think about things and talk with people there in, let's say, March. And it became an interest of mine to be a champion and kind of get back to my roots of giving people a path to get out of poverty, and not just on the Job Corps perspective, but as a city as a whole, we have some of those struggles and we're missing those gaps. And I think there are places for government to play in that. It doesn't have to be all expensive and tax funded, but there needs to be a voice to help those people that are struggling in that gap to get out of poverty. And so that was a real launch pad for me in making my decision to run.
All right. That all sounds great. Once again, congratulations for getting elected to the Manhattan City Commission. Is there anything else you would like people to hear from you?
No, I'm just very grateful for the votes that I got, the support, and I'll do my best to make sure that I am a reasonable and thoughtful commissioner.
All right. Well, once again, for News Radio KMAN, I'm Derek Simmons talking here with Aaron Esterbrook, who was just elected to Manhattan City Commission tonight. Thank you for your time. We look forward to hearing from you in the future, and you have a great night.
Absolutely. Thank you.